All right. Well, good morning, everybody. Today's March the 29th, I believe. Is that correct? I believe so. And it's Monday, and we're looking at Serotonin, chapter 13. And we're digging deep into it. I think we're on page... page 6. Did we just finish 5? I don't remember. I don't recall that we finished 5, but that's okay. Yeah, let's start with 5. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for all the many blessings of this weekend. Thank you for rest and recreation and friends and family. Lord, we're thankful that you love us and that you care for us every day, every moment. If not simply just keeping us alive from moment to moment, but giving us hope for today and hope for the future. We thank you, Lord, that as we look toward Easter and we are reminded of your death on the cross, that we see hope through that tragedy, through that those desperate hours. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. In Jesus' name, amen. Come in. It's all on. I'm all ready. Come in. All right, well, if they don't want to come in, that's all right. Okay, so like I said, we're looking at overhead number 5. We're going to get through all of Serotonin today, and I'd like to get through a bunch more if we can, but I don't know that we can. I would take a break. So I'd have a 10-minute break. I'd get up, go to the bathroom, maybe get a drink, go talk to some friends, and then most times, and then start studying again. But typically, at least one time in the evening, I would be tired from studying, and I would lay down on my bed, and my roommate who was in there would get mad at me. He'd say, from the moment you hit your head hit the pillow, it would be between 15 and 30 seconds, and you'd be snoring slightly, you know, just completely gone. And he said that I could understand that, but what I couldn't figure out is that in about 5 minutes, boom, you'd wake up. No alarm clock went off, nothing. You'd simply wake up on your own. He said, if my head hit the pillow and I went to sleep, I would be asleep for 2 to 3 hours. And if I got out, if I was disturbed out of that sleep, I would have a headache if I didn't sleep 2 or 3 hours. So I don't dare fall asleep. But he never got groggy like I did. And I know you don't care. I'm just filling in so people can write this stuff down. It's not... What?
I can never go to sleep that fast.
Oh, you
can do the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. Your dad can do the same thing? Yeah.
Go take a nap in the pickup truck for 5 minutes and harvesting. I can't go to sleep.
Yeah, you can't get to sleep in 5 minutes. Anybody else here can take a 5-minute nap? Ah, very nice. Do you get this groggy sensation?
I had it yesterday, actually.
Yeah, yeah. And felt great. Yeah.
I don't know. I was just so sleepy. Like I was falling asleep.
Right. You're falling asleep as you were writing. I have been in situations where I couldn't give in to it. I was teaching at Andrews Academy, and you teach 5 classes a day, and by the 5th class, being up front in 40 minutes at a time, you're tired. You're a physically demanding job. And so I would present the algebra one lesson, and they'd have about 15 or 20 minutes to work on it, the homework. And I'd sit down. That was my mistake. I'd sit down because I was physically tired, and kids would come up to me and go, Dr. Novak, what's X plus X is what? It's 2X. Huh? You get the idea. At any rate, but I would get so groggy that I would be talking with them and fall asleep with words on my lips. And my head would nod, and I'd catch myself and wake up. I have no idea if they knew what was going on. They probably did, because I'm sure there was a second or two of interruption, but it was just crazy. So I can't help but think that my little 5-minute nap is somehow resetting some tonal generator here that's in my brain. Maybe even the back of the brain. Maybe these stupid cells of Raffier or whatever. All right, overall, serotonin system thought to integrate behavior output, help with motor output, and suppress sensory input. Suppress sensory input. Okay. If you are depressed, ladies and gentlemen, and you're lying in bed trying to get some sleep, you hear absolutely everything. You feel everything. Your bed feels funny. It's scratchy, or it's too cold, or too hot, because the serotonin is not dampening down the sensory input. You're getting all kinds of sensory input that you would normally not notice. Okay. All right. Boy, that serotonin sounds really, really good. Yes, it is. All right. So, don't worry about this lookup business. Specific targets. Changing the serotonin system, amounts of serotonin, alterations, receptors, by the use of drugs can treat depression, anxiety disorders, and schizophrenia. Okay. I was once schizophrenic, but we're better now. You heard that old one, right? Oh, look at all the stuff that you have to write down. Oh, poor things. Apparently, I need to write my notes in 1 or 2 word systems rather than whole sentences. I guess I can't help it. I think in whole sentences. I don't think in outline form. So depression, anxiety disorders, and schizophrenia. And so, yeah, you know, people get anxious about stuff, and they can't control their anxious. You guys get anxious around test times and stuff? Well, sure. But there are individuals who you will meet regularly who begin to obsess over that anxiety. They focus on the anxiety to the exclusion of everything else, and they can't help themselves. So, behavior modification, exercise, regular good diet, all help get that under control. All right, so the serotonin isn't, you know, mood altering, but because it releases all kinds of things. Works on the pituitary gland, the adrenocorticoid tropin releasing hormone, prolactin, growth hormone. Okay. Direct synaptic termination connects with the corticotropin releasing hormone containing neurons in the hypothalamus. I'm not sure what that all means. That's why I said look it up. But you don't have to look it up. Just it is there. Precursors of 5-HT increase this the corticotropin releasing hormone in portal blood. That's in the blood that's going into your liver and in the plasma membrane. Fenfluramine causes a dose-dependent increase in plasma prolactin. So fenfluramine would not only cause a suppression of appetite, but certain sensitive women who were particularly sensitive to that drug would actually begin to lactate, begin to produce milk, even though they were not pregnant or whatever. It's one of the odd kind of side effects. All right. I'm going to have to make sure I cut this out from the from the audio version of this so people can not have to listen to nothing for the next few minutes. I would really like to get things done, but if I wanted to get this stuff done, I shouldn't have made you write all this stuff out, should I have?
Yeah.
Yep. Really slow.
Are the audios online up to date?
There's a couple of them that are missing because I forgot to do it. But and there's today's and the previous days are not up there yet. But everything else is up to date except for the ones I forgot to do. Everything I have is up there. Okay. Everything I have. All that I have is up there. Except for two, today's and Friday's. All right, well, since you are writing this down, let's go ahead and just keep a 1/4 or 1/10 of an ear. Let's see what's happening. Now, the rest of the week, of course, today we're having a lab. Is that correct for those of you who are in the lab? Yeah, and we're going to be... I should have passed out the... should have passed this out. Okay, should have passed out the handout for it. But anyway, it's going to be in a handout. It's not in the book. And so come prepared at 2:30. We're going to sacrifice animals before at two, hopefully around 2 or sooner. And you'll have the membranes ready for you. You're going to have to do both one enzyme exam, assay, I should say, this succinylcholine T reductase, and also a protein concentration assay. So it you have to do that. It should be relatively straightforward, relatively simple to do. We won't spend a lot of time in pre-lab, but this one, there's definitely going to be a lab write-up on it due. For those of you, I've not mentioned much about the articles. There have been many of you have been faithful turning in the articles every 2 weeks, and I appreciate that. I've got them graded, all the ones that I have, and I'll get them back to you today. But those of you who haven't done it, you need to hurry up. I know there's at least 4 that have been turned in, and we need to get going. You need to get going on things. All right, so are we done writing in? No?
Almost.
Okay. Are we going to have a pre-quiz? Let's see here. Last week, what did we do? We had 2 things last week. Is that correct? We had the enzyme. Yes, we will be having a pre-quiz. We'll have the quiz primarily on the enzyme part of it. We won't do a quiz on the centrifugation until next week. All right, so that's today. Wednesday, we'll just have a regular schedule. Then Friday, we're having a test, is that right? And the test goes over to when? Did I stop the test yet?
Yeah, you stopped it on Friday.
Friday, stepped on Friday. Okay, good. All right, stopped it on Friday.
Chapter 11.
I think so. In a chapter 11. I can double check again. But I think it's the end of 11, and then there's 12, and then there's this thing. All right. Well, let's go ahead. Circadian rhythms. There are a set of specific nuclei in the hypothalamus that sets a timing signal both electrically and chemically. This particular system operates even if you remove it from the surrounding tissue. It has a lot of innervation. In other words, it gets a lot of serotonin from the Ra-Fi nuclei. And serotonin acts as an inhibitory transmitter. In other words, that there is, when you look at the circadian rhythms and so on, and you look at its response to serotonin. Am I pulling it too soon? Last sentence. Serotonin acts as an inhibitory transmitter for light modification of circadian. I've got rhythms. I've got blue skies. Okay, so there's not nearly as much to write down. Is that correct? Circadian rhythms. Serotonin blocks light-induced phase shifts during night but causes phase-forward advances during the day. The pacemaker, this is called an STM pacemaker, modified by serotonin, also the phase of it, when it occurs. It can be shift the phase. Okay. Feeding behaviors, ladies and gentlemen. Drugs that directly or indirectly activate postsynaptic 5-HT receptors decrease food consumption. Now notice this is postsynaptic 5-HT receptors. Okay. This is not the actual amount of serotonin that's present. Remember, the serotonin reuptake inhibitors just simply raise the level of serotonin in cellular regions in the whole body. Drugs that directly activate the postsynaptic receptors decrease food consumption. But you find that people who are taking certs actually have a slight increase in food consumption. So if you raise the level of serotonin in the body, the sense of well-being increases your appetite. Materials that also inhibit serotonin transmission increase food take. Which seems to be contradictory, but It is what it is. So, there's an increased rate of satiation with these drugs that block that transmission. And it actually prolongs the rate. In other words, that you more quickly feel full and you feel full longer. So this fenfluramine, which acts as you know, a reuptake inhibitor, which apparently raises the serotonin levels a little bit in particular cells, decreases the meal size, decreases the rate of eating and eating between meals. Decreased sensation of hunger, increased sensation of fullness is what this fenfluramine does. So again, this is a modified amphetamine. And this is why they give it to people, that fenfluramine. You have that anorexic phentermine, and then you have this fenfluramine, which provides that sense of satiation. This is the idea right here. Multiple mechanisms may be responsible. So they don't know exactly why fenfluramine would have these apparent contradictory kinds of effects. So there's multiple mechanisms may be responsible. And we are done, ladies and gentlemen.